Recorded Books and RB Digital present Lumberjanes, Unicorn Power, Book 1, by Mariko Tamaki. Illustrated by Brooke Allen. Based on the Lumberjanes comics created by Shannon Waters, Grace Ellis, Noelle Stevenson, and Brooke Allen. Narrated by Amanda Lee Cobb. Lumberjanes Field Manual. Lumberjanes Pledge. I solemnly swear to do my best every day in all that I do, to be brave and strong, to be truthful and compassionate, to be interesting and interested, to pay attention and question the world around me, to think of others first, to always help and protect my friends, but then there's a line about God or whatever, and to make the world a better place for Lumberjane Scouts and for everyone else. Part 1. Living the plant life. Herbivores eat shoots and lots of leaves. Among the many things that lumberjanes love, the great outdoors is pretty tops on the list. Not surprising, as the great outdoors, so named because it is really, really great, is full of so many things for lumberjanes to learn about and enjoy. Magic forests, roaring streams, towering mountains, all make up the splendor of the natural world. But also included in the natural world are many smaller wonders, toadstools, caterpillars, lichen and moss, to name just a few. A lumberjane must learn to appreciate and understand, and ultimately protect all the parts of the natural world. Take, for example, the multitudes of plants that live and grow in the forest, plants that make oxygen, that feed the forest in numerous ways. The forest is rich with plants that, if you're paying close attention... Chapter 1. It was a gorgeous day. In the woods, just outside Miss Quinzella Thisquin Pennyquequel Thistle Crumpets camp for hardcore lady types, the trees stood tall, reaching their branches up to the sky in a long, peaceful, never-ending stretch. The sun shone through the whispering leaves, scattering little pieces of light over the forest floor like a woodland disco. It was a perfect day to be a lumberjane. Frankly, because every day, if you use it right, is a perfect day to be a lumberjane. Because lumberjanes are awesome. Dedicated to friendship, learning, curiosity, and caring, to jumping into adventure with full hearts. On this particular day, five lumberjanes, the members of Roanoke Cabin, wandered through the forest intent on making this day all kinds of wicked cool. There was April, the redhead, skipping ahead with a look of determination and her ever-present notebook tucked under her arm. April was small but mighty, embodying a distinct April-like ferocity, a certain April-esque drive, as anyone who had ever arm-wrestled with her would know. There was Joe, walking tall with long, steady strides. Joe always had a multi-tool tucked in her pocket and a serious look on her long face. Sometimes, when Joe looked at the world, she saw all these little numbers and calculations in her head, little bits of how she knew the world worked. There was Mal, who could play guitar and was also the best hide-and-seek and capture-the-flag player ever. Mal was a master strategist, and also usually the first person to notice when something was weird. Also, she hated bodies of water. Hated bodies of water. As they walked through the woods, Mal held hands with Molly. Molly was the only person in her cabin with her own personal raccoon hat, which was actually a raccoon named Bubbles. Molly had sunny blonde hair she kept in a braid and a gentle voice. Molly was pretty good at spotting the best in people around her, although sometimes she had trouble doing that for herself. Bouncing somewhere around the back of the group was Ripley, the blue streak in her hair swinging in front of her eyes. Ripley, incidentally, gave the best hugs, and when she liked things, liked them a lot.
Right.
April flipped her notebook open to her checklist.
So far, we've got three types of moss.
Cushion, hair cap, and mood. Joe ticked them off on her fingers.
Hairy mood cushion moss, Ripley chuckled, bouncing between trees.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?